It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
So hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 974.
What is happening? What's going on?
G'day, Gronks.
Hey, Josh. I mean, Jess. Welcome to the show, Jess.
Thank you.
You're filling in for Josh.
Yes.
As he's taken some time off. Couple of days. Well, actually,
today's a public holiday.
Well, today is a public holiday.
Yeah.
So, he had Friday off. He's just resting, recuperating.
Yeah.
Good on him. I would have liked to switch off. But I was thinking there is a fucking feeling having a kid. There's so many great things about having a kid.
Mm.
One of them that's really bad is think about listening to music.
Yeah.
You like just going from one song to another. You're a folk girl.
Apparently not, but.
Well, yeah, that's what we said when you started working.
It's hard to say.
Yeah. When you started working here, what music do you like? Folk. What's folk? What are you listening to? Can't even name a folk song. But
I can't name any songs though with Spotify.
But here's the thing with a kid, wanting back-to-back songs for yourself is a fucking luxury.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I just want to have time where I can listen to Drake back-to-back.
Uninterrupted.
The best thing is when he finds a song that I like and then he likes it.
Yeah.
And
you can jam out together.
Yeah. That is the very positive. But even just like, I want to watch a movie that's not your movie. Mm-hmm. Like just those little things, Jess. Anyway, that's it's all about positivity here.
It is.
On the Daily Talk Show.
It is. And it's unfortunate as well because I sit right next to you at work and I'm probably that Bodhi at work. Tell me.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Sorry can't about escape. That.
No. We love you here, Jess.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because over the weekend I messaged you on LinkedIn.
Mate, I literally thought you got hacked. Hang on, I'm just going to pull this up because it was bizarre. Like, there's a lot of automation on LinkedIn, as in like people saying congratulations on the new job, and then you sent me like this full graphic, and it says it's got like bagels. Hang on, I'm going to turn it sideways so you can really see. Hang on, it just says thank you, Tommy Jacket. And I'm like, oh, she's been taken hacked by the Russian hackers.
Yeah.
And it just said, I just wanted to say hashtag thank you. I said, lol, what is this? Have you been hacked? And when did you send that? At like nighttime?
Yeah, it was nighttime.
Did you?
I was in bed and I was going through my LinkedIn and I saw that it was our 1 year anniversary. So happy anniversary.
So is this the anniversary of us becoming LinkedIn buddies?
Correct. Yeah. So you and I, on the 5th of March last year, had our first conversation.
Oh, yeah. And that was, I emailed you and you didn't get back to me straight away. Didn't it go into your spam?
I remember it going into spam.
Okay.
Sorry,
but luckily for me that you answered it because we needed your help.
Yeah.
And then we had a conversation, which was on a weekend. So, mm-hmm. and then did I add you? Was I the desperate one that
added you
before
first.
We even spoke?
Yeah.
How is that from a working relationship?
No, I liked it because you were stalking my LinkedIn to see what I was about. And so I needed to see what you were about. And I think that's when I first maybe discovered the talk show potentially. Yeah.
And so what are you doing on LinkedIn just in bed, just having to catch up? What does that look like for you?
Do you not do that before you go to bed? You just check your apps?
Last night I was watching boxing matches.
Oh, yeah.
At like 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Just like fucking watching Ryan Garcia. Have you heard of Ryan Garcia?
Yeah, but I don't know anything about him.
King Ryan. He's like this young dude and he's an absolute weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute weapon of a boxer. Like a very light, but just so quick. And he's just knocking people out. He's earned a heap of money and he's like 19 or 20 now.
Yeah.
But he's like a good looking young kid who has blown up on the Instagram too. Like, so he's, you know, a famous young little boxer who's just killing it.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Going to be loaded. I really, really, really wanted to get tickets to that mundane fight and Zarafa, but.
Yeah. Well, it was in your hometown of Bendigo.
Mm.
It's so nice to have someone that I can just talk boxing with, you know, on the show.
Well, we do joke about that a lot, don't we?
Well, it's that we want to start a show that's more sort of
Target. Because, okay, for those who don't know, I bring the toxic masculinity into the office. I admit it.
You know,
I do.
We were a couple of blokes in an office and we didn't know what hit
no
us.
No females. The only female in the office now, and I really have to bring that masculine energy.
We call you the bull.
The bulldog. Yeah. And it's hard because, I mean, you're pretty masculine.
Am I? Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Yeah,
there's nothing like a, you know, fellow,
male. I mean, it's hard because Josh kind of has some femme qualities.
Yeah. Well, you will kick the shit out of Josh if you
I did the other day. I accidentally hit him.
No, that is funny. In terms of working in an environment with, like, I think we've got a good mix here. We've got Georgie Boy. You know, his sex is in the title of his nickname.
Yep.
Josh, myself, and you, the only gal in the office, mm-hmm. which is great. But is it confronting? Is it, like, I mean, that's just how it's played out. As in the breakdown of sexes.
Yeah.
But how does that work for you? Like, how do you, because you came from, a business of all girls. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
PR.
Yeah. Real female dominated industry.
Yeah. It's men can't even make a break in that, didn't. No, it is. But you do it best.
Thank you. It's hard when it's like you guys just don't talk like girls. Like,
what does that mean, though?
Well, I don't know. I think when you talk to a guy, they just want to get to the solution real quick. They don't want to like talk about or elaborate on different things.
Yeah.
I think that's the point of difference between being in a girl office and being in a all guy office. You guys are just like, oh yeah, cool. And then move on. Whereas like the girls are like, oh, but what about, you know, are you going to go on a second date or are you like, you know, how did that make you feel? Or like, what positions did you use? Like that kind of thing. So
is it an excitement to the conversation about the little things?
Yeah.
Like, is that what it is? Like,
I think so.
Cause I even feel with when Amy's talking to me about certain things and it gets to the point where there are the very small details and I've tuned out. It's probably, I can't give her what her friends do because it's like, even just like my interest level, it's like it dies. And so I just want to move on.
But why? What else do you have to do?
I don't know.
Why don't you want to engage in the conversation?
So if we were to have a convo now about something and I can sort of just bring that quality to it, which is not my go-to, what is, let's talk.
Okay.
Let's talk. How was, we can't, it's not stereotypical that it's all about dating. Like this could relate to anything. I think dating's like would be us, you know, an easy win for us because I could just sort of ask details about the date. Yeah, and
this is true.
So I want it to be more of a day-to-day, like at your old office. Like, let's replicate that. What would happen?
What would happen?
Or what's a subject that you could see yourself, like, You don't watch trashy television.
No.
So we can't relate on that.
No.
I mean, I don't even watch it, so I can't even bring anything to that too.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what we used to talk about, but all I know is that it's just not the same in this office. Maybe I did engage in other people's stories or like talking about clients or, you know, issues that they might have been having on a campaign or things like that. But we're just such a tight-knit team that we know everything as it happens kind of thing.
Your hair's looking good today, though.
Thank you. Okay, here we go.
For the show, was it? Yeah, I mentioned your jacket when we got here.
Yeah.
We're actually into role-playing now. So, where's that from, that jacket?
This is an Inapali number.
Inapali?
Yeah. Do you know her?
No, I don't. No. Where are they?
So, Melbourne-based or Geelong-based potentially, but yeah, Melbourne, Geelong. And yeah. So, God, these jeans are Zara.
Is there any big names wearing Inapali?
Yeah, Beckjard wears Inapali.
She loves it.
Yeah, Rosalia Russian.
Rosalia. Rosalia, you're Russian, married to Nick.
Correct, yeah.
Crazy
Nick. Follows
me
on Clubhouse.
Nick does?
Yeah.
Do you know Nick?
No, he just follows me. I think I was an OG Clubhouse member.
But does Nick have your number from some activation event? And so he can see that Jess Lucas is on Clubhouse.
I have no idea why he follows me.
That's bizarre.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, it's a weird app because it's not as personal as like Instagram.
Yeah.
Does he follow you on Instagram?
No. I think it's an accident somehow.
Is it?
Yeah. don't know.
Don't beat yourself up about
thank
that.
You.
Nick's great. Did you know Nick is running for mayor?
Yeah, I did. He's got a real influencer following, doesn't he?
Yeah. Do you think he could get mayor?
I don't think so. Surely not? I don't know. I just don't think he has the creds. they do a lot of so they look after a portfolio of things that they do for the city of Melbourne, I suppose. Yeah. Obviously, the events play a key part in it.
Do you remember John So?
No.
John So.
When was he?
Lord Mayor John So.
You know, I'm from Bendigo.
Oh, yeah, true. That is true.
All I know is Sally Capp's in now and potentially the old mayor, but I can't remember the name.
Let me see if I can. Is a Hong Kong Australian businessman who served as the 102nd Lord Mayor of Melbourne back in, when was it? He's born in 1946. John So, he was like, oh, he was comedic. He was great. And he just had this little smile. He was so cute. There he is. There he is, Mr. John So.
Don't even recognize him.
And so, I mean, Nick Rushen is a guy who owned a nightclub.
Yeah.
And I've
Bond?
Had-
Is that right?
No.
Boutique.
Skip me. One night, rocked up there, Grand Prix, after party was happening there. And somehow my mate and I talked our way in downstairs.
That doesn't surprise me. You can bloody chew the ear off anyone.
Downstairs, it had a dance floor that had one of those, you know, the lighting up floors, like Studio 54.
Yeah, that's Bond, isn't it?
No. Fuck. It's cold. It's gone now. It's gone. It was in like South Melbourne.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're a Melbournean, you're kicking yourself right now.
Yeah. Sorry about this, guys.
Yeah. So anyway, Nick owned that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big dog. I don't know. He could bring a bit of life into the music and entertainment scene.
Well, that is the thing. They know their city.
Yeah.
And so, but we're not giving Lord Mayor status to Warwick Capper, who's, lives in Melbourne.
Exactly.
Anyway, Beck Judd, you like her fashion?
Good fashion. I prefer Rosalia's, to be honest.
Do you? Why?
She's just a little bit more like my vibe, like a little bit more monotone, potentially.
What's your vibe? Sort of just your blacks, your whites.
My blacks, whites, yeah. Monochromes.
Yeah.
I mean, these jeans are blue.
Pretty dark blue. Show me.
No, they're light.
They're light.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your top?
This is also Ina Pelly. I'm just brought to you today by Ina Pelly. Yeah, Thanks for listening, guys.
What have you spent at Ina Pelly?
We don't want to talk about this.
Well, we do, Dal.
So this jacket. No, so this is one of the jackets that I got when I bought two for $550 or something like that. But, I mean, it's worth a lot more. I just got it on sale.
Why is it? So you could sell it now?
Yeah.
For how much?
I don't know because it's used, but I reckon I could almost get $300 potentially. So I reckon I could make more money on this now.
Reckon?
Yeah.
Is she, she got a bit of a cult following like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's the great thing about leather jackets, that you can buy a 20-year-old leather jacket that is just-
They last forever.
Yeah. It's been weathered, but it's like- Yeah. It looks better now than it once was.
Yeah. And this has got my curves in it now, so it's not as tight.
Have you got much on Afterpay?
A little bit, but I'm not about that credit life.
Yeah. You don't even have a credit card.
No, never have.
You scared of debt?
Yeah. Really scared of debt.
Why? Have you ever had debt?
Uni.
Well,
I owed my mum and dad a little bit of money after when I went overseas. I borrowed some.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was about it. Yeah, I don't like it because I've always never lived beyond my means and I don't necessarily want to. I think I'd go into debt for like-
I mean, says the girl who bought a $500 worth of leather jackets and that's just two of them. How many do you own?
Four.
How much would your wardrobe be worth? Just throw a little number at it.
Oh, I reckon it'd be over $10,000 at least.
Far out.
Between shoes, jackets, clothes, tops, dresses. Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe a little bit less, but yeah.
What's your
and
love language?
Over time, definitely actions. Like people doing things for me,
yeah.
I think.
Acts of service.
Acts of service, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
What's yours?
I've got a blend. Quality time. Love people doing shit for me.
Quality time is also, I think that's, yeah, they're kind of similar vein.
Yeah.
Like I don't like gifts. I mean, I like gifts, but I don't.
Oh, I'm not about gifts.
I'm not about gifts.
Connecting it to how you thinking like that person's done something for me, and that's like being so obsessed with what it all means by someone giving you something.
Yeah.
Beyond the gift itself.
Yeah.
Because some people just really see the worth in that. Isn't it funny though? Because when you think about how it's for you, then it's for someone else. But we get so caught up in thinking like we are for ourselves that someone else is going to be that same way.
Yeah.
And so people who might love receiving gifts ends up buying gifts for other people because
they think unconsciously that that's what the other person
it's going to do that for them.
Yeah.
And next minute they're just like, yeah, sure. But then you're disappointed
at
the way someone's reacted to accepting a gift.
But this is just also the way boys and girls think as well, I think. A lot of the time, like we just think, I know that's not the only type of relationship that you can have, but I'm thinking about you and Amy. Do you have the same love language?
No, definitely not. Like Amy loves giving presents.
Yeah.
Loves it. Loves it. And so, yeah, I don't like giving presents. I don't really care receiving. I know that I should give presents, which is the nice thing, but Amy actually loves the whole process of getting a gift, like wrap, you know, getting it to somebody.
Yeah.
Whereas I can't stand that.
Like, me too.
I
know Christmas time, I hate it.
For the other person, it's nice, of course. But then, yeah, it's so funny. And so we are very different like that. I wonder compatibilities between love languages. Like, if you are very similar, can you hit it off?
I think so.
I think
that's almost better. I would say, yeah, quality time and acts of service. So if they, I don't know, mowed the lawn for me on the weekend or, you know, took the bins out, that kind of thing. Like I'd appreciate that over them coming home with flowers or perfume or whatever it is.
Do you think it's ever bitten you on the bum? Your inability to read a love language?
I don't know.
Like an ex-boyfriend or something.
I don't think so. I mean, I think like obviously if you receive a present, you're going to be excited and just the fact that they thought about that to do. I told you about the guy that bought me a vase.
what did he
buy?
To
say sorry.
What did he say sorry for?
Ooh, we don't want to talk about it. It's kind of fat for a
he said something to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he was an absolute dog. to say sorry, he bought me a vase and it was just so random. I was like, how does this, how do you apologize with a vase that I didn't even need or want? We'd never spoken about vases before. But yeah, he comes with a vase, no flowers in it, by the way. It's not like he gave me a vase with flowers to say sorry.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just kind of like, here you go. So maybe that's an example because he thought that he was giving me something that might have rectified what he said.
So maybe he thought that was the way to say sorry or like.
Yeah.
The hard bit is we watch movies and see how shit goes down. Then if you're not connected to who you are, how you feel or how you process things, you then just look elsewhere.
Yeah.
And so think about Valentine's Day. A clear fucking day where you buy somebody something. It's usually the male buying, you know, someone flowers. And so girls love to be treated. I know, like you said, you can, plenty of partners doing that version for, you know, all sexes. But it's like dudes could think that buying, you know, a woman roses is what a woman loves.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you're not taking note of what your woman loves or what your partner loves, then you fucked it.
Yeah.
Because, if you know, like, it is, yeah.
I think the most romantic thing is when it is tailored to your partner. So, you know, the type of flower that they love, or like, I would rather chocolate over flowers any day of the week. I love flowers, but I think, like, if I got a box of Hey Tiger or something like that,
yeah.
I'd be like, you're my man.
What is it that you just like chocolate?
I love chocolate.
Okay.
I have a real sweet tooth issue.
Yeah.
And it's an issue.
It's an issue.
I need to go to CCC. Chocolates. Whatever AAAs.
Chocolates Anonymous.
Anonymous. CA. Okay, CA.
Chocolates Anonymous.
That's where I need to go.
But then there's no chocolate there.
I have real issues.
But you are you secret eating?
No.
That's only because I know that you're pretty strict.
Yeah.
If not on the verge of annoying, like ruining the office with your smelly bin. from fucking dead carcass.
I just choking, can't believe it.
Choking on a bit of turkey in the office. Mate, food will be the death of you.
I know.
Like,
I can't, I'm really upset that I'm that person because I should be like, you guys are feral around the office sometimes.
Mate.
You're actually feral.
One thing, you will die lean. If you choke on a bit of turkey, it's because you've been dieting.
At least I'm looking good, you know.
You're training.
Bulking.
So how are we feral though?
Okay. This is the difference around the office between a female office and a male office. You guys just walk around burping, snorting, just...
Do we?
Yeah. You suck back
a
bit.
Such a personal attack.
Nah, it's fine. You guys live your best lives. That's okay. I'll deal with it. But Josh literally said to me last week, just fart. I was like...
Okay, I don't condone that because I'm not farting around the office.
Thank you. But the, like, I'll literally, you know, I'll have my earphones in and one of you guys will just be like, and just burping.
What's the rule? Like, if you are the HR department of our business, what is the rule? Like, I mean, some of these things are just manners and are you saying, publicly that we have none? Like, are you saying that our manners are shot here or are you saying that we're just all comfortable? Because I think any workplace I've worked in, there's never been a fucking memo about how you should act in terms of burping. Like, I think it's a standard that
everyone should live by.
Well, read the room.
Yeah.
And maybe we've read the room. So it's like being out at a public event, I definitely wouldn't burp.
Yeah.
But I'd probably burp here around my friends.
Yeah.
But then it's like a workplace is, you know,
professional
friends, but also professional. Like,
yeah. It's a hard line. I think we walk on the line. I think that's where we're at.
Yeah.
We're not going around farting in front of each other yet. I'm sure we'll get there.
Josh is the guy who reeled off that fart line.
Yeah.
But he's not even farting around the office.
No. I think he would though if he could. I think he does. I think he just... he does the silent ones. He just doesn't make them loud and known, you know?
I've travelled with Josh and he has, like him in the morning, just like wandering down in these sort of like baggy shorts, just top off. but that's travelling with him. That's us being in an Airbnb together.
But I wonder if he would do that if I was there or would I have my own room because I'm a female?
Well, I mean, I slept in the lounge room.
Okay.
Josh was in the bedroom with Bree.
Ah, yeah, okay.
But would he do that in front of you? That is the question. Who are you willing to... Burp's one thing, fart's another. But there's a... I mean, for a guy that doesn't do number twos in our office, he's sure concerned about other people doing number twos and how they're feeling. But it's a projection because I've got no problems with anyone doing a number two here.
I do because the toilet is obviously right there. Right next to the studio.
But who are you thinking? So you've got a problem based on you having a problem personally when it comes to that. What, like, let's talk toilets at a business where there's
all men,
a gaggle of girls.
Okay, yeah.
So there's, the last business you worked at.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, I mean, all girl business. So we had feminine hygiene facilities. So that was one thing. And then
we pride ourselves about that here.
How so? No. As in not having them.
No, you're head of hygiene.
Head of HR.
Head of HR.
Oh, hygiene, okay. Yeah.
No, I mean, we have, there is one thing about this office since we've been graced with your presence is that I think it's become more cleaner.
Cleaner.
Definitely. Like, you sort of drove that home.
Yeah. I can't work like this.
We were a bit messy before COVID and sort of the transition of going out and coming back in.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a much cleaner place.
Yeah. It's nicer. In terms of like number twos, would we talk about it? I feel like I'd feel a little bit less, like I didn't feel if I needed to go, you know, I'd do it.
Which is what I do.
But here, I don't know because you can hear, like you guys go to the toilet and the fucking pressure that comes out.
No, but I pride myself on being able to not emit that sound.
Yeah.
And so
it's funny because I actually spoke to Josh about this and he likes to not hit the bowl and go straight for the water because he feels like it sounds like it's a healthy stream.
It's optics for that guy.
But I don't sit there listening to him take a wee and think, damn, that boy's healthy. Like, listen to that stream. Yeah, that's
true. Well, it's I'm just trying to work out what's healthy about that. Is it that you're
drinking a lot of water, maybe?
No. So it's you know how you there's ads about like people that do like a
yeah, like the pressure's not there.
Well, it's going slowly. So Amy can do that sometimes because it's something going on with childbirth and the muscles and like a whole lot of stuff going on. But I think there's like in older men, maybe it's prostate. Maybe it's men's prostate health is something around that.
Yeah.
We've got to look that up.
That's interesting.
I'm not a scientist. I mean, thanks. But I'm not. I actually could just be talking complete shit. But the reality of us even having this conversation about toilets, does that even happen at your last business?
Yeah.
So it isn't just, okay, good. I'm just trying to gauge the situation.
Yeah. Sometimes because we didn't have any males in the office, I would go and use the male toilets. The urinals are disgusting. I'm glad we don't have one of them.
Yeah. I mean, they're convenient, but disgusting.
Yeah.
The cleanliness of the girls' bathroom, because we have a unisex bathroom, anyone's allowed to use it. Is there a difference?
In that one?
In a girl's, like if I was to choose between getting to use the boys or the girls, I'd go the girls. Because I feel like girls are more hygienic.
Oh, God. Have you been to a nightclub? They're animals when they're out. Like, girls are animals. Like, they're disgusting sometimes. Like, you walk in and you're like, I am not part of this species. What's happening here? Who raised you?
Yeah, that is, I mean, it's alcohol at that point.
Yeah.
That's making that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, nightclub toilets are the pits.
They're foul. Like, I used to work in a nightclub back in Bendigo and the Starbar.
Starbar, yeah.
Yeah. The shit that we would, literal shit that we would find, like a plastic cup filled to the brim with poo, just left next to the boys' toilets.
Oh, my God.
Or like undies, like because there's no toilet paper, say, that have like been used as the toilet paper.
In the girls or the boys?
I think that one was in the girls. What else? Just spew everywhere. Obviously, there's a lot of spew that you have to deal with. I never dealt with that stuff. I was like, I can't. Yeah. People are disgusting.
What a job.
Yeah.
What gronks. There's something about alcohol. Like, if those people were shown a video of themselves acting in that way, they wouldn't. I would put my money on it. They don't want to be that person.
No.
You don't want to be the person that's run out of toilet paper and you're using your undies to wipe your ass, but then you're leaving them there and spitting.
Yeah.
You know, like
the fact that they had to put them under, I don't even know where they were, but they must have like hidden them around the bowl or something. It's just a bit much.
Oh, mate, that's a fucking sight to be seen. Anyway, this has been girl chat.
No, this has been boy chat.
It went straight back to toilet talk, didn't it?
I know. Sorry about that, everyone.
Anyway.
Are we wrapping this up?
Yeah, happy Monday.
Do we need to drive people to send an email about their toilet, disgusting toilet experiences?
Well, you're in Josh's seat, so
guys, if you'd like to send us an email on hello@thedailytalkshow.com. Maybe also be hi@thedailytalkshow.com, one of the two.
It's hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Just CC in both and then we can we'll get it either way.
Or jess@thedailytalkshow.com.
Correct.
If you've got any specific questions about her leather jackets. Or if she does, if you want to buy her leather jacket for $300, was bought for $250, sounds like a bargain.
Or if you're interested in hearing about mine and TJ's next project.
Yeah.
The boy show.
The bloke show.
Hit us up.
Hit us up.
Because we're going to start that. All right, guys.
See you tomorrow. Love you.